Monday, April 16th, another all Watergate day, as they generally tend to be now. The president had me in at 9:30 and asked that Ehrlichman and I spend some time today putting down what we think our vulnerabilities are and a game plan for dealing with them. In other words, here's the Haldeman case, here's the Ehrlichman case. What's likely to come out? Can it be handled? The president thinks it can. If so, how should it be handled? And also he wants us to develop the record of what the president's done to investigate. And when Ehrlichman came in, when he talked to Dean and so on. He then had Ehrlichman come in too and told him he's getting Dean in to have him sign the letters. They agreed that he should sign both the resignation and leave of absence letter. Then he said again he wanted Ehrlichman and me to put down our cases at the worst. And he says he'll make no decisions till he sees how this bounces. Also, he wanted the scenario on his role, what he did as he found out Dean to Camp David, the Ehrlichman report, and so on, and a PR plan as to how we disclose the president's plans. He also told Ehrlichman to talk to Moore and have him talk to Gray and Fielding about the Hunt safe problem. That session we left for the president to get ready for his labor union appearance, but then he had us back in for a minute because he was delayed in departure. Oh no, that's right, we went out because he had to meet with John Dean, and then he brought us in after the Dean meeting, and he said he had asked for his resignation, but Dean then said, well, what about Haldeman and Ehrlichman? The president said, I have their resignations in hand always, and that's no problem. And then Dean asked to have the letters to redraft them so that they wouldn't do him any harm in his hearing. His lawyers think that his criminal liability is very limited because it's very hard to prove because he's just a conduit. They say it's the same with Haldeman and Ehrlichman because it's tangential. And the justice may very well come out with no White House indictments at all. He says Colson's involved in three areas. The president couldn't remember what they were, Bittman and Hunt and something else. And president says the PR is the real concern, not the legal thing. Said he'd like to meet with Rogers this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Wanted me to meet with him first and brief him. And that he would see Garment after that. Garment is of the opinion that the president has to make a massive move and cut the whole thing out in one blow, which means getting rid of Ehrlichman, me, and Dean, and anybody else that may be at all involved. That kind of thinking sort of rambled on through the day. Rogers came in at 4, Ehrlichman and I briefed him, and then he went over to see the president, and then went on out to dinner with the president on the boat, but they did have Ziegler in for a while before they left. The general thinking was that there was no point in making a move now, that any mileage we get out of a grandstand play now, we'll get out of it later also, and by waiting we can see what our real options are in better form than we know now. So apparently the decision is to hold tight, which is what it should be. And we'll see what develops as we go along. I think maybe we're over the worst part, at least for now. The Irvin Committee decided today to hold off on starting their hearings till May 15th. So we've got some time there. And by then, justice will probably have something out. It turns out, however, that President met with Peterson, and he says that they're having a problem with Dean and Magruder because their attorneys in both cases are holding out for complete immunity, which prosecutors aren't at least now going to grant. Dean's lawyers apparently have threatened that they're going to move the case in and take on everybody right on up to and including the president if he isn't given immunity. So everybody's playing a pretty tough game at this point, and it could get pretty bloody in the process. Magruder, too, is holding out for complete immunity, so they couldn't make the deal with him and get him on his guilty plea with the big public announcement today. They may not be able to work that deal out either. They hauled Gordon in and really roughed him up, apparently, gave him all kinds of threats about his family and disbarment and that sort of thing to then said to, told him to go away and get a lawyer and come back when he was ready to get down to business. So I've got him a little shook. Ehrlichman and I are trying to locate a lawyer. And other than that, no major developments. End of April 16th.